Transplanting. The revolutionary Bemis transplanter made a moving trench into which two people alternated placing plants as the machine made a clicking noise to indicate when to insert a plant. Before the Bemis, it took 2 days to plant an acre of tobacco by hand. 1 day to dig a hole. Each hole was 16 inches apart, and another day to plant the seedlings by hand. A wheel-operated tripper opened a valve from the water barrel and put a shot of water into the trench for each plant. As the transplanter moved along, a steel marker flipped from side to side, marking the next row. As tobacco plants grew, extra fertilizer was often added between rows using a wheel distributor of various designs. This method of fertilization is called side dressing.
Seedlings take 4 to 6 weeks to grow before they are transplanted into the fields.
The wooden units in these displays were made in the early 1900s. What does this process look like today? Amazingly, it is almost the same concept of transplanting used today. Today's models use lighter plastic transplanters that can seat between 4 and 6 adults.